We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hello and welcome to SEO 101 on WMR.FM, episode number 498. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is my company senior SEO, Scott Fanak. Well, let's dive right in. I actually saw some comments from people who liked the show, and I was really happy to see that many of you really like our no messing around format. We like to just jump right in. So let's just get to it. First, some non-SEO news. Google is going to have to pay $100 million to settle an old ad lawsuit on clicks outside geo-target. That title just lost me. What's this all about?
I did not write it. So there you go. So this is like a 14-year-old class action lawsuit. It's finally come to a close. Google is going to pay out $100 million to settle this suit. And it evolves around having ads served outside of your designated geo target. So if you had an AdWords account, it was AdWords at the time. It's just Google Ads now. But at the time, it was AdWords. If you had an account between 2004 and December 2012, and you served ads on a geographic basis. So let's say you're in Seattle and you only want your ads to be shown in Seattle. Well, there were a lot of people who had ads that were shown outside of that predefined area. And those are what's essentially subject to this lawsuit. So 14 years it took to get this settled, which is absolutely ridiculous, but it's done. And so if you are one of those advertisers that is part of the class action lawsuit, you'll get some amount of money. Actually, I couldn't find anywhere where it shows how much people are getting. So it must be based on what they submitted. If you did not submit to it, well, it's too late. Sorry. You're not going to get any. The lawyers, of course, will get their $37 million cut out of the $100 million. They get 33% plus, I think it was $4.5 million in fees. So they're doing okay, those lawyers. $33 million just for them. So there you go. Just some non-SEO news there. And that's all I had for that.
Wow. All right. Well, that's rare. We've had a lot of non-SEO news lately. So we're going to be able to jump right in now into the SEO news. What? Another core update? We're shocked. Maybe? Okay. So about a week after the completion of the March core update, Barry Schwartz has posted this week that it appears there's a lot of new volatility occurring at Google, suggesting a new update may be underway, and gosh darn it, it's probably happening. There's a lot of chatter in the forums. We pretty much say this every month, but yeah, there's a lot of chatter. There's probably another update, but you know what? We got to keep you informed, right? There is no official update posted, though, so who knows? It could just be a lot of changes happening at once. Although they're having a lot of updates, so it could just be yet another one.
They seem to be doing that lately. They'll have a core update, and then days later have another core update or big update, and then nothing for a week or so, and then they do maybe a few months, and then they have another core. Like they're really hitting us hard with these updates, I feel like, in the last year or two.
Yeah. Fortunately, knock on wood, we haven't been hit hard from our client's perspective. But, the local SEO stuff hasn't, not from any fault of our own, but just in general, those have been a mess. Like rankings are all over the place for everyone.
Yeah.
But from an organic, classic ranking SEO perspective, it's just nuts. But thankfully, it hasn't been too bad for us. So fingers crossed that continues. All right. Well, we all know how Reddit is a big part of Google these days, for better or worse. Well, it's been potentially revealed. Again, this is just the facts, ma'am. It's all that people have been able to see. So it appears as though Reddit is getting translated pages into Google as well. So they're taking their existing stuff that's in English, translating it, and those are starting to rock the Casbah too in rankings. So let's dig in a little bit more. Essentially, it's been using AI to translate the pages and mass scale the content to other languages while being rewarded by Google. Is this an accident? We don't know. What else do we know about this, Scott?
No, sorry, I'm like choking on nothing. It happens when you get in your 40s. Just choke. I'm breathing. We don't really know a lot, but yeah, they are using AI to translate everything into multiple languages, and they're getting a lot of traffic and a lot of new rankings as a result. It is interesting that Google is rewarding this because it is against Google's own content policy. Their content policy says scraping feeds, search results, or other content to generate many pages, including through automated transformations like synchronizing. What is that word?
Synonymizing.
Caught me off guard. Sorry, I should have read it more closely. and also translating pages or other. I told Ross I was going to remove this word because my brain is most hit. Or other obfuscation techniques.
Yes.
Yeah. I can't say synonymizing, but I can say that. Where little value is provided to users. So you probably didn't get any of that because I bungled it up so bad. But essentially, Google says you can't do that. Reddit is doing it. They're mass translating content and they're getting rewarded for it. So
I want to see how AI translates what we just said, transcribes it.
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. You're welcome for the fun that will bring. So yeah, this tactic seems to be working. Maybe there'll be potential consequences in the future for it and Google will demote it all. Like really they should if it's going against their own terms, but Google and Reddit, they're buddies. So who knows?
They are buddies.
Yeah.
Just imagine them having a beer together. But I don't know what Reddit looks like. I can imagine Google being a total nerd-tastic, I don't know, weenie.
Reddit would be a hipster.
Yeah, Reddit could totally be a hipster. Maybe a schmarmy one. Like, just one that's always, like, got lame gossip all the time. Yeah.
I know people like that.
That's something I'm going to have to recreate with AI image work, I think.
Oh, that could be fun.
That would be fun. Yeah. Anywho. all right. So next in, Google AI Overviews is testing a check important info disclaimer. Well, what? it's a short disclaimer at the start of AI Overviews that reads, check important info. Learn more.
And a link.
What is the important info?
I think this is what I liked about this. I think the idea is AI Overviews is wrong, like all the time, it feels like. Yeah. And if you're trying to look up something and AI Overviews is spitting something out and you deem it, you need to know the correct answer. You deem it to be important. At least it's just a disclaimer. You know, hey, we could be wrong. We're probably wrong. So learn more about why we're wrong and fact check everything. Probably good to have there because I bet a lot of people take it for granted that it's 100% correct 100% of the time, and that can only be bad.
It's funny. I'm looking at the example from Search Engine Roundtable from Barry, and it shows a picture of the screenshot. How do stocks work is the search he did, and then it says AI Overview, and it talks about it. And below the AI Overview title, it says check important info, learn more. But did he click it? Like, I don't see an example of what happens when you click it.
I don't think he clicked it.
Just seems like that's the other half of the article. What's missing here?
I know, and I can't recreate this. It's not because, Canada. Huh. So it's not showing up for me, but
I wonder if it's similar to like sources or whatever it is. When you click on anything, any of the paper clips that are within the AI overview that leads you to where they got the information from. I don't know.
I suspect it's just pointing to a generic boilerplate of why you should check or what the disclaimer means. But I said, I can't recreate it, so I can't check it.
Okay. Well, let's jump into some local SEO news in a minute, but first we're going to take a quick break. Welcome back to SEO 101 on WMR.FM, hosted by myself, Ross Dunn.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing and my company's senior SEO, Scott Vanak. All right, so Google AI summaries are now in local knowledge panels. I've seen a little bit of this. So essentially, we'll get to the meat of this. AI summaries. We already talked about AI overviews. Well, this is the same idea, except they're summaries of your business, if you have one in the knowledge panel. A summary is appearing below the buttons for website, reviews, etc., and above the address information. Clicking the ellipsis beside the description provides two options. One is about the summary, and the other is report summary, if it's garbage. Because, it's AI, so it's very possible. Who knows, right? I guess this is a good thing. If there's not a lot of information there, it could be good. It really depends on just how, obviously, there's no question that if it's garbage, it's garbage. There's no point in why did they do it. But if it's good, I would prefer it's something that I controlled, or the person who's, if it's about me as a knowledge panel or about my business, I'd prefer to have control over that. I'd rather not AI create it. So I'm hoping it's not overwriting anything that the people have already implemented, because you can claim your knowledge panel. You can supplement it with more information or correct issues. So again, I'm just a little concerned that they're going to start throwing AI at everything and just make a mess of it.
It really should be something that the business owner fully controls or has an option to say, create the summary for me rather than have it being automated. The example that was posted just... it was for a dog walking company, I think. And it said fully insured and bonded company offering dog walking and pet sitting services in Monmouth County. So just a real simple little blurb about that business. So in the example posted, that's fine. But maybe you want to tweak it and have it your own. And I don't think at this point there's a way to do that or a way to remove it. Like, you should be able to opt out of it, really, because it is specific about your business. It's in your knowledge panel. It's not just a generic,
Well, it's so new that we probably don't have examples of anyone seeing it on their own profile and wanting to do anything to it. That'll come soon, though. And who knows, if you report the summary, is it going to a dead air? I would hope probably not. You never know. So this is kind of cool. One of the extensions that I've checked out and been pretty impressed with is a thing called Plepper. I don't even know why they named it this, but it's probably a different language thing. I don't know. But Plepper. The link will be in our show notes, but it's a Chrome extension. And what it allows you to do is get detailed information for every Google My Business or Google Business Profile listing in Maps, Local Finder, Knowledge Panel. And it also allows you to implement four different analysis based on those results. It's amazing. The list of details that it gets are awesome, very useful for when you're doing any kind of analysis. I guess this is more so an SEO tool for SEOs, but it's still worth noting in case you're trying to find one thing, which is always annoying to find, and that is the link to your Google Business Page ID. or your knowledge graph ID. All of this stuff is there. Your place ID, verification status, coordinates even. There's a ton of data there, and it's very useful to be able to just click on it and get that right away. I find I go down little rabbit holes trying to remember where those are, and then, of course, they've moved or God knows what. So this is nice.
Awesome.
Yeah. What's next?
And we have another bug. Can you believe that? A bug with Google Shocking. Business. So this is a new bug where Google has confirmed that fake, old, and removed reviews are reappearing, resurfacing for some business profiles. So if you see your old reviews from, in some cases, many years in the past that have been removed for whatever purpose, they're showing up again. Google does say they will be removed, so you can relax. But for now, yeah, they're bugging out a little bit over there at Google Business again. So,
and yet, what was it, 2 weeks ago? Maybe 3 weeks ago, I think they just finished an absolute nightmare of issues where reviews weren't even showing up.
Yeah, that's right.
It's just
always. I bet this bug is related to them fixing that. They Maybe. Fixed it wrong.
Yeah, because they haven't had enough time.
Just show everything. There, it's fixed. Wait.
It's so frustrating. Yeah, dumpster fire. It is always, has always, and seems to always will be. I can't use English. Well, always seems to be consistently a dumpster fire at local at Google Local. So I guess I just don't know. Do they have just a few staff? I really don't understand it. Anyway, all right, into AI news. LLMs.txt. That's LLMs.txt is a proposed standard for AI website content crawling. I love the idea. If you're familiar with the robots.txt file, this is going to be kind of the AI answer to that. It'll allow you to control where you will allow AI to crawl and to what information it's allowed to use. I'll just read it here. The file would work in a manner similar to the robots.txt file, using simple markdown language, allowing website owners to provide context on how their content should be accessed by AI models. It would allow website owners the ability to specify which website areas should be accessible, potentially benefiting SEO by guiding AI models to relevant content. So with this comes some obvious benefits and challenges. Let's start with the benefits. What do we got there, Scott?
Yeah, so, you know, it does protect proprietary content by directing AI models that comply with the usage directives. That's really important there because at least currently, probably very few do, but in time, hopefully that will grow. It can enhance interaction with AI, improving the quality of AI-generated responses. It may improve content visibility in AI search results, and it may offer, at least for a while, a competitive advantage through effective AI readiness. So, you know, as more and more people use it, you'll lose that edge. But if you're an early adopter, now might be a bit premature because I don't know that it's really going to do anything, but, you know, something to watch for sure.
Mm-hmm. For challenges, it's very similar to what you just read, except the opposite. Adoption by the AIs and website developers is not going to be uniform, and currently isn't anyway, and some may just ignore the standard. There's also potential conflicts with existing robots.txt and XML sitemap directives. They could completely rebuff each other and make a mess of things. Exposes content to competitors for analysis. And this used to be the thing too, where we would have a whole bunch of stuff is don't crawl this directory and robots.txt and all this. And people go, ooh, what's this? Well, we would do it too when we're doing competitor analysis. Ooh, what's this? Yeah. And it was interesting and it was useful. And sometimes anyway, well, this will open that up again. But you know, I was thinking about over in the last 28 years, you know, robots.txt has always been there, but as far as I can remember anyway, have we seen anything like this before where there's been an adoption and it's taken time to come through? And I think there have been. There's ones that come to mind are the canonical tag.
Yeah.
It took a long time for adoption to come through. There was also the schema. Although I don't think that took very long to be adopted. It just took a long time for people to be aware of it. I think out of the gate, that was a pretty uniform system.
The engines use it, just website owners took a long time.
But as like a standard, anyway, can you think of anything else?
I'm trying to think about XML sitemaps, but they were introduced by Google, if I remember correctly. They've been around for so long. Who can remember all this stuff? So Google would have adopted it immediately. Website owners took a while. I think it was quite a while before Bing. I could be mistaken. It's been so long now.
Hreflang tags as well. Mm. I believe those took a little while, but none of them were very controversial. So I think it just took time for everyone to agree.
Yeah.
Browsers, you know, they all just have egos in a way. The companies that run them, so they're like, well, fine, we'll adopt that.
Yeah.
So the good news is, I would say that there's a good chance this will be adopted or a variation of it, which is great. If, as you said, there's compliance, and who knows if that will ever happen. Right now, there's been some issues with content being blocked to spiders, being crawled by AI, and surfacing within AI overviews and AI, just AI responses. So that's nerve-wracking for many, many content owners out there. And I'm sure that this will be a welcome change if it does get compliance and becomes everywhere. Ubiquitous, that's the word I was going to use, ubiquitous. Okay, at this point, I think we have one more thing, but we have to run now because I've got yet another meeting. So on behalf of myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my company senior SEO, Scott Van Ack, thank you for joining us today. Remember that we do have a show notes newsletter that you can sign up for at SEO101radio.com. That actually harkens back to the days when we did the podcast like a radio show back in 2009. And it was live. And people could just jump in on the call. It was very much like a radio show. And I thought it was really cool. But anyway, that's the side note there. So if you have any questions you'd like to share with us, please feel free to post them on our Facebook group, easily found by searching SEO 101 podcast on Facebook. And also let us know, should we get a Discord, maybe a Discord chat area to talk about this stuff. If you don't want to be on Facebook, it's very controversial these days after all. So do let us know. I'd love to know that. Thanks for listening and I hope you have a great week.
Thank you, everybody.
We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.